Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What is up? What is up? That song is called Standing Naked. Have you ever been standing naked randomly because you went crazy?
Yeah.
You have? Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say no. Actually, but never mind. Anyways, welcome to Investigator Podcast.
Not because I was going crazy, but I do crazy things, so yeah.
Every once in a while, yeah. welcome to Investigator Podcast, guys. I'm your host, Chad, alongside my wife, Sherry. And tonight...
Oh, God. Tonight, I'm not a beautiful wife. I'm just a wife.
Well, you're beautiful all the time.
Oh, I mean, thank you. It's just, all right. But anyways, yeah, we're so glad you guys are here, first of all. It is a Friday night, and we're happy that you're here.
Because the last podcast was Friday night, too.
Absolutely. But we're just glad you're here.
Yeah, I think we should do all of our episodes on Friday. We should just do like 8 hours of episodes on Friday, and then every time we go on a new episode... Everybody listens
Friday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what day you're listening because it's Friday for you.
You'll be uplifted.
You're uplifted, yes.
But guys, welcome
to
the podcast.
You're not feeling sorry for yourself like the song.
Thank you all so much for listening, as usual. So tonight we're going to talk about the diesel crisis. Yet again, another Biden administration crisis and catastrophe. And this may be worse than we could even imagine. It was brought to the attention of Americans, at least that listened to Tucker Carlson last night on his show on his opening monologue about the real hard truth about what's about to happen. And while we're sitting out here punishing Russia because of what they're doing to Ukraine, which is bad, let me make sure we understand that. Very bad what Russia is doing to Ukraine. But how much are we punishing ourselves? Because the whole deal with all of the sanctions we have placed on Russia, you know, there's a time to place sanctions and there's a time not to. And there's a smart way to place sanctions on countries and there's a ignorant way to place sanctions on countries. Now, just imagine you have two different people in presidency and you have Biden and then name any other person. Okay. I'm not even going to say another person. I'm not going to.
Sherry.
No, I don't know. But I don't even think, no. I think still. You would be way better than Biden, okay? But listen, so you have Biden in office, and Biden is sitting there, and I mean, you know, that's the thing. I don't even think Biden is the one making these decisions because they're so stupid.
No, he's not.
Because they're so stupid, right?
Right.
So you have two different scenarios. Now, if we remember... And I don't even like bringing Trump up a lot, but we do sometimes because it is the last president. And so we're going off of what happened when Trump was president. So you have Trump that was present. And I don't know if you guys remember the amount of sanctions that Trump put across the world on many different countries, including Russia, but not just Russia, China. It was the first time that America stood up to China. It was the first time America stood up to the massive global
leaders of the world.
Yes, which is China and Russia.
And he said, you're not going to have dealings with America unless you do it our way. And if you want to have dealings with us, we're going to put this on you and put this on you and put this on you.
And for you to even bring in goods, you're paying us.
This is what you have to do. Yeah, you're paying us. We're not paying you any longer.
And so what he did with that was he did that because, guys, if none of you have any clue about sanctions or whatever, let me just explain sanctions real quick. Sanctions are a way that you can either punish someone. Well, it's really just to punish someone, period, right? But the whole China thing is that Trump knew, at least when we put sanctions on everybody, including China. China was a huge one. And Russia. And I remember the Democrat left media came out when Trump was doing these sanctions and saying, oh my God, I cannot believe what he's doing and how that's going to affect us so poorly. But Trump didn't just have one plan that was to say that we're just going to sanction the hell out of China to where they could screw us over. No, China needs
deals.
China desperately needs United States commerce.
Yeah.
So does Russia.
We're
so does all the other countries
in the world for them. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, besides themselves.
Right.
But yeah, so he put sanctions on there while at the same time becoming independent and putting in processes in the United States to take back a lot of the jobs, take back a lot of the manufacturing, and take back a lot of the ways that we can be independent, not just on oil and gas, but also on manufacturing, also on merchandising, also on all of these things. So while we were sanctioning the hell out of these countries, which they were paying triple and quadruple sometimes to bring in merchandise to us, we were in turn, the government was finally working for America to where they were putting jobs back into the United States. Trump was given tax breaks and benefits to companies, even moving companies out of Mexico that moved to Mexico under Obama. He gave them incentives to come back, and they did. Because under Obama, it was too expensive for a lot of these car companies and a lot of these other major manufacturing companies to be in the United States. So they moved to Mexico. So obviously, if you're a smart or not a dumbass, ignorant person, you're going to say, well, how can we bring these people back? This is basic common sense. This is not being an amazing president even. Like, look, I sometimes think that a lot of people give Trump way too much credit on certain things. Trump was just not a dumbass, right? And like if you put most average people into office that know a little bit about how the way economics work, they're going to do very similar to what he did, right?
But Trump is a very influential person also, and he's willing to stand up because he does have that ego.
Yes.
And he thinks he's the best at everything. So he's going to stand up to anybody and ask them to come at him. Because he does have an ego.
And he does.
To China and
but
back.
But he also has an ego to where he wants to back it up with bringing back manufacturing and bringing back independence to the United States. And he did. So listen, so this is all leading to what we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. So then you have the other token of things. When Biden became president of the United States, he canceled all oil and gas pipeline contracts. Pretty much all of them. He did everything possible. This administration did everything possible to make us completely dependent on everyone else around the world. And then it just so happens that we got into this war. We, whether you believe it or not, and this is the United States I'm talking, and it's not just the United States. It's if you live in UK or you're a part of a NATO country, you're in this war too. I don't know if you know, but if you live in Europe and you're listening to us right now, what do y'all have to look forward to this winter? It's called a dark, cold winter. And why? It's because energy. It's because you guys do not depend on your own energy. And Trump warned, and this is not a Trump podcast, I'm just saying, he sat at a table with Germany and other European leaders
and said, if you
guys do not stop independence on Russia for your oil, you are going to be screwed. I'm telling you this right now. I'm letting you guys know this. And there were even the media was saying, oh, my God, I cannot believe he's saying this.
And this was when he was president, and look what's happening.
Now look what's happening.
Y'all better be cutting down some trees.
Yes, because oil and gas and diesel, and we're going to talk about how diesel is going to massively affect the economy, the world. We are going to be in a shitstorm very soon if this does not somehow get remedied. And I don't know how that's going to happen, but we're going to talk about that. But guys, before we get into that real quick, I want to let you guys know we are doing a video podcast. It is coming out Sunday, 7 p.m. on Sunday, this Sunday, October 30th. We have an amazing interview with a guy named JD from Dark Horse Allies. They are over in Ukraine right now. They have been there for 7 months. They are training civilian and military to fight against Russia. And he came on the podcast because he had heard one of our other Russia-Ukraine podcast episodes. He did not agree with what we said at all, actually, on this particular episode. He wasn't really mad at us, but he just did not like the narrative. We also mentioned Patrick Lancaster in this, which many of them over there know about Patrick Lancaster. So he talks about Patrick Lancaster, propaganda.
A lot of things that we would not even think of either. Yeah.
And he also talks about the nuclear threat, what he feels about that. Yeah. He talks about what he's seen and experienced, the people of Ukraine, how Ukraine people compared to like United States, even. It was an amazing interview.
I really want you
guys to go listen.
Like, I really want you. Like, I don't even want to see myself on camera.
Oh, God, shut up.
But I'm just telling you, this was the best interview ever.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
like,
so listen.
This is the stuff.
You guys have to go to Rumble and look up Investigate Earth Podcast. Go download the app. Go look us up, Investigate Earth Podcast. Go find us there. Sunday, the interview will be there. And by the way, we had to do it was kind of a weird WebEx interview because our studio interview server was not working correctly. He saved us actually on that.
Yeah.
But from that point on, we're going to use our studio. So it'll be
hopefully
better quality.
We're paying
and all that
a lot
stuff.
Of money for it, so it better work.
But yeah, but listen, go look for it. We're going to record an intro for that as well. So yeah. All right, let's get back into this. I did want to let you guys know. And go follow us on social media. Elon's taking over Twitter. Go follow us.
Yay.
We're on Twitter. All right, so listen, there's a diesel crisis. So as we were talking about in the beginning of this podcast, sanctions work if done correctly, if done smartly, if done when you are also working on your independence. It's almost like saying, right? It's almost like saying that, let's just take this to a very basic concept. It's to say that, like, you sell your vehicle. Okay, you have a 9-to-5 job every day. You sell your vehicle or give it away or burn it or blow it up, whatever the case is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yet you have zero options for another vehicle. Like, or you have to depend on someone else across the state to come pick you up to take you to work.
Are you talking about Faith?
No. No, I'm not.
That's our daughter.
But that makes sense. But you sell your vehicle, and yet you're and your only plan is like, well, I think that someone across the state would pick me up tomorrow for work. And they at least said they'll do it for a week, right? So I'm just selling it. Screw it. Or blow it up. Or is it smarter to buy a vehicle or to first go on the trail of buying a vehicle, know what vehicle to buy, go in the process of purchasing this vehicle, and then sell your vehicle, right? Or trade your vehicle in on the new vehicle.
Yes.
Which one's more suitable, right? So what this dumbass administration in the United States did, which is Joe Biden and the globalists.
Oh, my God. Now we're comparing Faith to Biden.
No, we're sorry. Not. But you did that, not me.
I know, I did. Sorry, Faith.
So anyways, so what the Biden administration did was, as soon as Biden came into office, he cut off all of our oil and gas pipeline contracts. He basically did everything he possibly could to screw the independence of our country. He reversed everything that Trump did, including the border, including, I mean, the amount of money, the billions of dollars that were sitting that was already contracted out to build the wall, which did work in many places. If you talk to any governors or police or anybody, the Border Patrol, that worked. But instead, Biden wanted to just leave all those materials to rust and rot on the border instead of securing the border because Trump did it. But it has nothing to do with Trump doing it. It has to do with the reason that people hated Trump was because of the fact that he was his own person. He was not someone that was that was paid
for. Sugarcoat anything.
Yeah, but he was not in the hand and the palm of the globalists.
Right.
He was not in the hand and the palm. They could not control him to take down America like they are and like they have put in place Biden. So what happened? So we cancel all of our own independence. And by the way, this affects everybody. It's not just the United States. It affects Canada. It affects the UK. It affects all of us. All of us. Even the stuff we had in the United States, we would give energy to UK and Canada and Australia, even in some cases. So we canceled all that. And then we get into a war funding billions of dollars to Ukraine in support of Ukraine to fight back against Russia. Okay. Now, morally, you can say, well, and look, especially when you guys hear this interview Sunday, I want to make this clear. The interview Sunday with JD, you're going to really appreciate the people of Ukraine. And I think that's what he did very well. He speaks up for the people there. And actually, I think JD thinks a lot like we do as far as everything else, right?
He's a patriot.
Yeah, he is. He's a humanitarian. And he's someone that cares about people.
He cares about people and he cares about country.
But he also is not dumb to what's going on in the United States, right? I mean, so, you know, want to make that clear as well. But, you know, so we get into this thing with Ukraine and we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. We're sending tons of it's basically a proxy war between Russia and Ukraine that we are now in war with Russia and Ukraine. But before that, as soon as this war started, what did we do? We sanctioned the hell out of Russia. We took the Russia oligarchs' yachts. Mm-hmm. We shut off all oil and all everything from anything we could do, we sanctioned them to no end. And all the United States government, not just the United States government, but many governments within the UK and all of the countries that were on board with supporting Ukraine versus Russia, mm-hmm. all they did was say, and they literally said this, especially the United States government, was, listen, you're going to have to like suffer a little bit for this because, you know, since we are sanctioning them, which, you know, I don't know if you guys understand how much we actually kind of depend on Russia for a lot of stuff, but it's not just Russia. Ukraine's kind of screwed with a lot of stuff too, but we're going to sanction the hell out of them, right? So now listen, especially after the interview the other day, I'm not saying that Russia can just go and invade, but listen, this is the whole point of why we talk about Russia-Ukraine war. Who was responsible for this? Because it's not just Russia. How much did the West really want this to happen? It's not just the West, not just NATO, it's the World Economic Forum. This fits into their game plan completely for the world takeover. It does. You have a sanctioning West country, the what was once the leader of the free world, the United States, sanctioning the hell out of Russia to where it is going to destroy them themselves. Outside of all the other stuff that the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, is doing to destroy the United States from within, such as liberal prosecutors that let off every criminal possible in the United States, such as leaving borders wide open, such as hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and now you got this new capital gains tax.
And they're armed.
Yeah.
Even though our government doesn't believe in the Second Amendment right, yeah. But they're now armed.
No, they don't believe in your right to carry guns. That's the thing.
But government employees can. Yeah. I'm sorry. Correct me. I'm wrong.
So we got all this. So what is going to be the result of all these things that we're talking about? Well, number one, I mean, you talk about inflation. Look, I'm sick of seeing people on Twitter, even still, since Elon. I mean, damn.
Well, it's only been like a day or two, Jack.
I know, but I'm saying. But I did call Elon out, actually, because it's funny. If you go to Biden's Twitter, I challenge any of you to this. Go to Biden's Twitter, and I've noticed this on not just Biden, but Kamala Harris and all this. There will be the exact same comment. Many times over. If you just scroll down, like anything Biden says, all of his tweets, you just scroll down.
It's
a bot, yeah. Here, I'll read you, I'm getting
crazy.
A little off topic.
So Kamala and Bo Biden.
You sound like Bo Biden right now.
I'm telling you, I'm dyslexic. Joe Biden. Do you see how I twist them around? They have bots tweeting for them.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to see the actual post. It's basically just that I actually tagged Elon because I said, hey, Elon, check this shit out. Like, this is what I'm telling you as far as what these people are doing. I'm just trying to see if it'll put my stuff up first. But it's mostly people that are saying, Mr. President, just so you know, I was a former MAGA Republican, and I have since repented from my ways, and I understand how great you are for our country. It is insane, like, how dumb someone would be to write that shit as a bot and actually make people think that these people are saying this. And this multiple accounts, and they say the exact same thing over and over again.
People can't be bots. Bots are bots.
Yeah, but no, it's accounts, though. They look like real people. They're not.
Yeah, but they're bots.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So it's not real
people.
But
they have real pictures. They have all this shit. They'll post random other stuff. But yeah, that is their job.
Who's going to believe that, though?
A lot of people do. That is their job to shape the narrative.
I'm so sorry I was wrong.
No, seriously. That's literally what it is.
Are you kidding me?
No. I mean, and they do that on all the Democrats' posts. Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, you name it. Anyways.
But we are sidetracked, but I want to ask, since Elon has got Twitter now, is he getting rid of all the bots?
Well, he's got to identify the bots first, which I think...
How do you do that?
I think he'll find a pretty easy way to do that. But so let's continue.
Okay, let's continue.
So Tucker Carlson last night, in his monologue, he came out and look, I do watch Tucker Carlson. I think he is one of the only decent news journalist besides Hannity, and I mean who else do you have?
Laura Ingram.
Well, yeah, I know, like, I'm saying, but that's all Fox.
I know.
If you want to talk shit about Fox, I'm just saying, if you want to listen to anybody that, like, even cares about the country or patriotism or any of that stuff, it's got to be one of them. But during his it was last night's monologue, he warned Americans on the upcoming crisis that could bring an already suffering U.S. economy to its absolute knees. And so, explaining how the sanctions have affected Europe, Carlson said, well, the Russian ruble is now stronger than it ever was, and especially since a year ago. And the European economy, meanwhile, is collapsing. Europeans are much poorer than they were when the Ukraine war started. And instead of the U.S. government taking heed, the Biden administration is doubling down on the self-destructive mistakes that are destroying the European Union right now. I mean, that's literally what's happening. And so the Biden administration banned Russian oil, natural gas, and coal while simultaneously crushing domestic oil production in America by canceling all oil and gas leases. And so, as if that wasn't enough, the Biden administration has sold a piece of our strategic petroleum reserve, maybe this country's most important resource, to China.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, he did this. Yeah, Biden did this. So none of this hurt Putin whatsoever in any way, and all it was it impoverishes the United States and destroys the United States from within. So getting to the bottom of why Biden administration would destroy America in order to defend Ukraine, Tucker Carlson actually cited that Democrat Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, who recently claimed, we need to fight Russia because they don't support trans rights enough. That's literally what this dumb ass said. Yes. Trans rights.
Who gives a shit about that right now?
So thanks to Biden administration, religious war in Ukraine, this country is about to run out of diesel fuel. And so that's what Tucker said. And according to data from the Energy Information Administration, by Monday of Thanksgiving week, this is this year, 2022, it is 25 days or so, 24 days now. There will be absolutely no more diesel fuel.
For who? The whole world?
Well, especially for the United States.
And I think Europe, because that was just talking about.
Well, yeah, Europe especially, but yeah, the United States for sure. This is just the U.S. supply.
I'm going to do a chat. Look, this is what's happening too. United States is sanctioning Russia with the oil things, and he's going after the rich people, which they hate, blah, 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 blah. And he's sanctioning them.
But everything they're sanctioning.
Let me just talk for just 1 second. He's sanctioning everything. But meanwhile, all it's really hurting is people in Europe. Right now, we're going into our reserves. We're taking all that stuff out of our reserves.
True.
And so we do have oil.
For 25 days.
But Europe does not have oil. And that's where we're fucking Europe.
Well, but here's the thing. But listen, so Yeah, and we're going to talk about that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
About Europe in just a second. So thanks to the Biden administration. It's basically a religious war in Ukraine. It's kind of what Tucker said. This country is about to run out of diesel fuel. And according to data, that is 25 days from now that there will be no more diesel. What's going to happen when there is absolutely no more diesel? Well, let's just think about it for a minute. Think about how much this entire country and world revolves around diesel. But especially, we're going to talk about the United States for a minute. We know Europe's there. Canada will be there as well, even though Canada's probably not as dumb as the United States is, you know, or have been. But okay, these massive freighters, these semi trucks, everything depends on diesel fuel. And when you talk about airplanes, now airplanes are not strictly diesel fuel, but that is a major component of aviation jet fuel, is diesel.
So you're talking about pretty much all types of transportation.
Yes.
Well,
you got to think about farm equipment. Farm equipment will shut down. Yeah. There will be absolutely no deliveries. There will be no trucks. There will be no diesel generators. There will inevitably, our economy will crash because everything runs out of diesel.
If we don't have diesel, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
We don't have food. We don't have products. We don't have coats to keep us warm. We don't have shit.
Well, it's like Tucker said, you know, diesel fuel is a non-negotiable commodity.
You
have to have diesel.
That's something you have to have to live.
And while most mainstream outlets and pundits will continue running cover for Biden administration by refusing to focus on the dire situation, alternative voices like Tucker Carlson and many other platforms are actually continuing to ring in the alarm bell and seeking solutions to this impending crisis. Now,
well, guess what the solution is?
So let me tell you. There was one brave news reporter, which wasn't.
Oh, is it the guy that went missing? I hope not.
No. Which wasn't Peter Doocy. It's not Peter Doocy that had the that asked the question in the White House. It was some other girl. I think she was maybe ABC or somebody.
Wow.
But she's asked many other questions. She's actually one of the ones. She's some blonde-haired girl. She's one of the ones that in the White House briefings, you know, she does ask
hard
decent questions.
Yeah.
So she recently asked today, or was it yet? It was yesterday. Yesterday or today? It might have been today. She asked the White House, it wasn't press secretary, it was whoever the hell the other guy is. I don't know his name. She asked him, she said, "Hey guys, I don't know if you guys, what is the plan when we run out of diesel fuel in 25 days? Like, that's a very basic question, right? Like, holy shit. Like, what is the plan? And so what do they at? What do they respond? Well, I will take that information and I will get back with you. We don't exactly, I don't really know a lot of information on that. I mean, are you shitting me? Like, the country is about to run out of diesel fuel in 24 days now. And you have no answer. You can't tell the American public anything.
But who
because
tells
this
us
is
that?
Massive.
But who tells us we're going to run out? How do we know?
The energy,
sure?
Literally, the company that tracks all of our fuel and consumption.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Yes, I mean it's not the government.
So somebody is tracking it. There's a company that's tracking our diesel.
That's what they do. The
fuel.
American Energy.
So, but why
company.
Are we running out of diesel fuel based on like regular fuel? Like, what's the difference?
Well, it's
I
because
guess it's
well,
the way
look,
you live.
No, it's the fact that all the sanctions with Russia and on top of the canceling of the oil reserves here, because diesel is made out of a lot of the, you know, it's all oil,
yeah.
Essentially. But the way diesel works is that our independence on diesel from Russia, also when we canceled our own contracts here, we're just screwed now, right? I mean, you know, when you talk about getting reserves and reserves, we were getting reserves out of diesel fuel as well. No one really talks about that, but that was happening. And so we just don't have the reserves that we have. As of right this second, 25 days from now, 24 actually, the United States will be without any diesel fuel, which means everything stops, which means every truck stops, which carries food and groceries and anything that you possibly need to live. They can no longer get there because there is no diesel fuel.
Oh, my God. And guess what? You guys that are going on a cruise in November for Thanksgiving or Christmas, you're not going.
Now, listen, I am very curious to see what's going to happen and what we're going to do about this crisis, because it is an absolute massive crisis. Now, listen, these crises are not something that are accidental. This is not just happening because of whatever. These are all engineered crises that are happening because the more, listen, no good crisis goes to waste. We know that COVID has played out as much as it can possibly be played out until at least the next virus, which is another, you know, actually we had a listener call us the other day. Well, he's not a listener. I mean, he's Al. But yeah, he is a listener too, but he's a friend now. But he called and was talking about, you know, this. He's like, man, he's like, y'all been talking about this for a while. But he said, I saw on whatever from Boston. No, I'm literally sounding just like him right now. Mm-hmm. No, I am. He said, I saw from whatever it was that there is a new virus that they're working on at, I guess, I don't know, some whatever, 80% mortality, 80%, meaning 80% of people that get it are dying. Or will die, I mean. And we have a university here in the United States working on this right now. So we've talked about that. We talked about the Nipah virus. We talked about stuff like that in the past. Mm-hmm. And look, until they can get that crisis ready to go to where it kills 80%, or they can ensure a nuclear war happens, right?
It's or they can freeze us out of our houses where yes. we can't even live.
They just want to kill as many people as possible. Yeah,
that's what their agenda is.
Yes.
Depopulate all of us.
Yes.
That's why I said you better be cutting down some trees.
Yes. So listen, guys, this is something we've warned on this podcast for many years now, and independence is everything right now. I mean, the ability to have something that you can sustain yourself regardless of the outside circumstances. Listen, there's no question that crises are being engineered. There's no question that the New World Order wants the countries, especially the powerful countries like the United States, to fall. And they're going to do that through the people. They're going to make the people suffer. They're going to make the people have to starve. They're going to make the people have to go freeze to death in the UK and the Europe. Yep. You're first up.
They're right. Yeah.
Right now, you guys are first up.
Yeah. They're ahead of us. I think they're going to freeze before Americans do.
But listen, guys, all of our European listeners, make sure that you stock up on wood.
Yeah. Figure out ways to get your wood now.
And look, I know that everybody's not.
I know it sounds stupid, but just think about if you had a snowstorm and your power was shut off.
People are living in apartments and shit. I mean, you can't just have wood. It's not like you're going to start a fire in your apartment.
Well, there's
a
lot of apartments that have fireplaces.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. All I'm saying
is... And if you don't, you have a porch.
Yeah. Something. I mean, yeah, you can stay warm.
You gotta figure it out.
I don't know what the answer to this shit is. We're not trying to solve this problem.
I know, and
right
we're
now.
Not trying to scare you either. Because when our power did go out for like 3 or 4 days and it was below zero and we lit a fire in our house, it did not warm us too much.
Yeah, but we have 30-foot ceilings in the living room. Like, and so obviously, like, if we
moved our mattress right in front of the fireplace.
I know, but listen.
We still froze our asses off.
Yeah, but listen, like, the fireplace here is in the worst place possible because, you know, you got the fireplace and then you got literally the room that the fireplace is in, 30-foot ceilings that goes into a loft, or not a loft, but a upstairs that is open.
Right.
So every bit of heat is not going to you. It is going straight up.
Yeah. Unless you are like right on top of the fire, you are freezing your butt off. Like my toes were cold. My hands were cold. I'm just telling you. I know what it feels like to be freezing.
When we build a house, though, we're going to build a house with a living room that has a fireplace.
You got
to
have a ranch.
But the living room is going to be like 8 feet tall. That's it.
Yeah. No high ceilings.
No, and it's going to be very closed off living room in case you have to heat in that room.
Yeah, and probably no stairs. No stairs.
Well, you can do stairs as long as it's closed off and make sure that it's closed off. And then I would have a fireplace up there.
Because I'm telling you, we suffered that year.
Yes. Well, not
that
year.
It was so cold.
It was a few days.
Well, that year that we suffered that winter when we had no, like,
Well, when the power went out. Yeah, when we had... It was a snowstorm, though. It wasn't a year.
No, I'm just saying in a year. It was like a
that
week.
That year. That
it was
year
a week.
Is what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we were that power
It was like a week,
days.
Though. I was freezing.
Yeah.
It was cold.
So listen, this is engineered. It's the engineered crisis, guys. There's nothing more to be said about it. I mean... The New World Order and the Great Reset and listen, I'm not just saying that it's the Great Reset and the global the global takeover of the globalist. It is. This entire situation is being engineered by that. The World Economic Forum. There's a reason why Bill Gates and all these world elites are building underground bunkers and buying up massive amounts of farmland and making sure they're completely independent on themselves because they don't give a damn about you, the people. And if there's one thing that the New World Order and the World Economic Forum really, I believe, truly want more than anything, if you just look at this from a major standpoint, it is population control. They have to control the population. They have to make, you know, it's just like the Georgia Guidestones, which is blown up, which is not far from us,
yeah,
by the way. It's
so
like an hour
weird.
And a half from here.
Yeah.
The Georgia Guidestones, those stones say that the population should be under 500,000. That is the entire purpose of those Guidestones, was to say, is basically to talk about population control.
Yeah, and we're in the billions.
A New World Order thing.
Billions of people.
Yeah, it was
Earth.
A New World Order, yeah. And this world is not overpopulated.
We're way over that, though.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying this world's still not overpopulated. You know, if you fly in an airplane, how many mass swaths of land do you fly over with nothing? There's tons. There's tons of woods. There's tons of everything.
But
we're
lot,
not overpopulated.
No, but I think what you fly over, especially in America that has no population, is farmland. But soon that farmland is not going to be farmland anymore.
No.
Because they're buying it all up. That's the only thing that I see that's not, you know, doesn't have lights in houses or whatever, is farmland.
Yeah,
or
then,
like mountainous areas that are not habitable.
Well, no, but there's woods. I mean, there's tons of woods that are, which are mostly privately owned by someone that's smarter than a lot of people. But yeah, there's a lot of privately owned woods. There's a lot of privately owned stuff out there. But either way, if you guys have a means to, we've said this before, if you have a means to purchase property or get in a situation to where you can be self-sustainable, do it. If even if it is just preparing, even if you live in an apartment, if it's preparing on the basic necessities to where you're buying bags and bags of rice and you're buying this and this and this. Look, by the way, there's something I want to say as far as heating goes and stuff like that. One thing you guys that live in small areas or apartments or whatever, if you don't know kind of which way to go as far as how you would survive in an urban setting, look in the camping merchandise. Look in merchandise in camping, such, I don't know, companies like REI or wherever you have them. Look at heating mechanisms as far as the smart stuff that they sell nowadays, whether it be solar, whether it be whatever the case may be. There's a ton of stuff in camping and survival.
Propane tanks?
Propane even. Anything. But there is a ton of stuff in camping and survival that would really save your ass in a winter, that if you can't have a campfire, you can't have whatever, or not a campfire, but a fireplace or whatever, the camping section of websites and stuff will save your ass.
Oh, and I bet even those little hand warmer things.
Well, those would too.
I know, but I'm just
They do
thinking,
expire though.
If I'm freezing and I'm like, oh, I got this hand warmer.
Yeah.
I'm feeling warm a little bit. Like, even that will save you, I think.
Well, no, electric blankets would be huge. I mean, because if you have power, you got electric blankets that you can at least get in. Even
not,
if it's,
yeah, it's just
30
the,
degrees.
It's the gas part. If you have gas heat, you're in trouble. If
yeah,
you have electric heat, I don't think you're in trouble.
Yeah, but,
right?
but even still, power is power. It's electricity. So even if you had gas and you could not either have access to gas or whatever, electric blanket would save your ass.
Right.
You know, so think about stuff like that.
And I guess we have to, like, put this under the boat right now is we have gas heat.
Yeah.
A lot of people have electric heat. So
no,
I think...
I think in Europe, there's more people that have gas. And you guys in Europe can correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know.
I think a lot of Europe, I think there's more gas over there than electric, I think. I'm pretty sure.
No, but I think there's a lot of people here that have electric heat.
Well, we have...
We have gas heat.
There's a lot of people that have gas heat now. There's a lot.
And anyone that has gas heat, those are the people that we need to really, really worry about.
Well, if nothing else, it's going to screw you because, I mean, the gas companies are going to raise prices astronomically. And then besides that, you
got... Oh, we're going to get the bill no matter if we use it or not.
Yeah, but even still, you know, it's either going to be too expensive to use or they're going to run out, right? And even the kerosene is something Tucker mentioned on his intro last night. You know, kerosene is what a lot of poor people use to heat. And yeah, it's gone to $7-something a gallon now.
Well, is that like the oil drums that people have in the back of their houses?
Well, no, it's the kerosene heaters. No.
Yeah, they're like the
No, you're talking, that's just basically straight oil.
Yeah.
Kerosene is, you know, those kerosene heaters that people have in their houses. I mean, trust me, I grew up a lot poor.
Did you ever have those oil drums on the outside of your house?
Well, yeah, my mom has that what outside of her house now.
What
that's
is
just
that?
Oil heat. That's
it's
straight
just
oil.
Straight like, oil.
Yeah, it's like oil, and then but kerosene is different. It's like a, you know, kerosene is like a diesel, and so now that's gone up to $7. So people that are, you know, people that are don't have as much money or whatever the case is.
But talking about where you grew up, Chad, I have to just mention your mom has a fireplace that's a stove type fireplace.
Well, it's a wood stove. Yeah.
Yeah, and that thing will heat up a room. Yeah.
And you can cook on it. You can do all kinds of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and it does heat up a room.
Yeah, so there are ways. But listen, guys. Just be smart. We're going to continue this. We're going to see how this diesel crisis goes.
But it does worry me. It's 25 days. That's not many days to get prepared to be warm this winter. So you got to start thinking about it today, not tomorrow, today.
Yeah. Yes. And so once we go, so after this first episode on Rumble, guys, we're going to start our live streams on Rumble. And we're going to hang out, man. We're going to hang out for a couple hours, probably, you guys. We're going to talk about multiple subjects over on Rumble. And then, you know, whatever we talk about on Rumble, we will release on audio, you know, after the fact. But just like this episode that's coming out Sunday, we will release the audio episode of that probably Tuesday or Wednesday. So if you guys want to hear it first.
On Spotify.
Yes. Right. And on everything, yeah. Wherever you listen to us.
Right.
Normally. But yeah, we will, if you guys want to hear it first, go to Rumble on Sunday, 7 p.m. Just go Rumble, find us. And also go to our social medias, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter. We're on Instagram. We don't do a lot with Instagram, but at least go to Twitter and Facebook, follow us there. Give us great ratings on Spotify because there are haters that like their downrate us. Please give us good ratings. That would help us a ton
as
well.
Yeah, and be nice.
No, but they don't even, all you got to do is like, it's either one or five, right?
No, so. I'm talking about on the video thing because Chad told me I was looking at the wrong camera the whole time.
No, but,
and
no,
I didn't
but
even
listen,
know it.
No, but Sherry's literally the one that told me to look at the camera. And then the entire time you looked at not the camera.
Yeah, but we changed the stream, so I figured it was in the camera in
That's
the computer.
Still our we don't have a camera in the computer.
I didn't know that.
Where's the camera in the computer, babe?
Well, I thought it was a little dot on the top
none. Yeah, there is none.
So I was looking.
No, but it doesn't matter. You were looking at him in the screen.
No, I was looking at the dot, but
there is no dot.
Well, I can't see. I'm blind. But anyways, y'all, be nice to me.
No, guys, go watch our podcast Sunday, 7 p.m. And we love each and every one of you guys. Stay safe. Stay warm because the winter's coming. And until next time, we love you.
And peace out, guys. So. Love you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.